Now, nearly 70 soldiers from three countries have been killed during clashes with Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units in what's been described as a black day for countries taking part in the war against Yemen. The United Arab Emirates says 45 of its soldiers were killed in the eastern Yemeni province of Ma'arib. The UAE says the soldiers were killed after a surface-to-surface missile targeted an ammunition store there. Bahrain also says five of its soldiers were killed while protecting the southern borders of neighboring Saudi Arabia. Elsewhere, 16 Saudi soldiers were killed and four others injured in an ambush attack near the Mash'al base in Saudi Arabia's Jizan region. In a separate attack, Yemeni forces killed a number of Saudi troops and seized their weaponry in the same region. Well, let's talk more about this and go to Washington and talk to Ty Berry with Code Pink. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Berry, it seems the war on Yemen has inflicted death on those countries taking sides with Saudi Arabia, which has led to some analysts saying the power and might of the Yemeni forces has been miscalculated. What now, do you think?
Well, I truly believe that the Yemeni people do want to have their own country. They're going to repel this invasion by Saudi Arabia, basically. They keep calling it on local radio and television here a Saudi coalition. I don't call this a Saudi coalition. I call it Saudi Arabia and its cohorts that are murdering innocent women and children and those innocent men and young men in Yemen. This is a Yemen to Yemen conflict. The Yemenis want to have a free nation. They don't need Saudi Arabia to step in and tell them what to do. Today we had the king of Saudi Arabia, which Yemen does not have a king, thank God. The king of Saudi Arabia came to the United States to meet with Barack Obama. There was great demonstrations held in front of the White House and also at the hotel where the king is meeting with those in the financial world here in the United States. And we're calling on this king to denounce, to stop, and to end the ingression against the people of Yemen. It's time for them to stop killing. It's time for them to stop the bombing. And Barack Obama should be ashamed of himself for financing and for the logistics and support of this of the greatest military nation in the world against one of the poorest nations in the world, Yemen.
But of course, considering that this war was illegal in the first place, how can legal action be taken against Saudi Arabia?
Well, we are asking for the United Nations and for many of our human rights organizations here in the United States to step up its pressure on the United States government to end its financing of the war by the Saudi people on the people of Yemen. And I believe that the war criminals, such as the king of Saudi Arabia, will be held accountable in courts of law in the European Union and in the ICC. And it's time for the United States to stand by its rule of law. We can no longer finance a country that is invading another country, and we should pull back and we should restrict the Saudi invasion by no longer by warning them that we will no longer give them weapons of mass destruction that they have. We will no longer finance them with cluster bombs that are against all international law, and that we will stop giving them the weaponry and the logistics to carry out this aggression on the people of Yemen.